CliffCentral.com. Weekdays from 3 to 6. This is Kelman on Cliff Central.
Sure is, and this is Start the Adventure. Lee's in the building.
Hello, good afternoon.
Oh, I feel like you just made my afternoon. That energy you bring is always just ridiculous, Lee.
You're welcome.
It's next level cool. Now, you've got a bunch of booklets and brochures in front of you. Mm. And what we're speaking about today, I'm so excited that we're speaking about working abroad, because a lot of times people say, well, traveling's so expensive, it's difficult to travel. But by working abroad, you can travel and work and really make it all manifest in a good way.
At the same time.
Super dope.
Exactly. If we remember a couple of months ago, I think I shared my story with you, Ari. People are like, oh, Lee, how were you able to travel as often as what you were able to and go to all those places? It's exactly because of this, because of these work abroad programs. So the first time I actually worked abroad was when I was in Italy and I au-paired in Italy. So people don't know that you can do that. There are other type of programs where you can, I don't know, go on internships, you know, in different countries. There are other places where you can go teach English in Asia if you'd like.
Yeah, I've got a lot of friends that have done that and they've just had the most amazing time. They haven't come back, so.
Look, it's either you love it or you hate it, and more often than not, you will love it.
Yeah.
And the money's good and the cultural experience is phenomenal. And it's, you can make a life there, you know, you can make a living and make a life.
Now, what I'm really excited about is breaking down the barriers to entry on this, because a lot of people think work abroad and immediately the word visa turns them off, or the word sort of, you know, 6 months turns them off, or the word paperwork turns them off.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, if you walk into an STA Travel branch, or you just keep up with how you can do it through STA Travel, it's so easy. Someone will hold your hand, and there are so many different companies that STA Travel works with that can make this really easy for you. It's just about going into that branch and taking that first step.
That's exactly it. We have partnered with some incredible companies, and they offer a multitude of programs. We'll actually be chatting to some of those guys today. And that's exactly what it is. Like, you come in, you sit down with us, tell us what it is that you want. We'll hold your hand. We'll refer you to the right people. They'll assist everything from visas to getting you placed in specific, you know, countries or with jobs. They'll help with flights.
Mm.
There'll be orientation on arrival,
yeah,
depending on your country as well. So everything from start to finish, we will assist you with.
And really, we are starting the adventure, because it's an adventure to travel somewhere. It's an adventure to get into the working world. And so when you put the two together, you really stand the opportunity to have something magical happen.
Exactly.
Yeah, very cool. All right, so three guests that are going to be joining us. So one via Skype, three different fantastic work abroad companies that we're going to be speaking about today. Let's kick it off, Lee.
Mm-hmm. So in studio with us this evening, we have Brendan from Awesome Travel. Hey, Brendan.
How's it going, guys?
Pretty good.
How's that accent? Huh?
What is that accent?
I get confused as an American all the time, because, I don't know, for some reason I was born in Zimbabwe, but I lived in the States for 6 months and in Canada for a year. But everyone says, where is that accent from? And it's born and bred Zimbabwean / South African, really.
I suppose as well, when you travel, you kind of need to adapt your accent,
yeah,
according to,
yep,
where it is that you're. So in America, for example, you can't say water.
They look at you funny.
Get it. So you have to say water.
Water. Yeah. Otherwise, you're not going to get anything on the table.
Exactly.
So it gets a little tricky. So it's literally called Awesome Travel.
So what is Awesome Travel all about? What do you do?
Awesome Travel is exactly that. It's the best company in the world, because we basically make people's dreams come true.
Mm.
The idea is that people come in our office and want to go overseas, and we can send them to 5 different places. And traveling is the best education ever. I cannot encourage enough young South Africans to be able to go overseas, because the opportunity is now. When you can pack your bag and you can head off overseas, you don't have to worry about mortgage payments, car payments. It's a case of you packing your bags and you're heading off overseas. And even if you forget something, buy it while you're overseas. It'll be cheaper there than it would be here in South Africa.
And it is that easy, huh?
It really is that easy to be able to go overseas. And, you know, South Africans typically have this mentality that it's going to be too expensive to go. And don't get me wrong, South Africa is not the cheapest place, or where we're geographically located. We're not the cheapest place to fly to go to places. But once you're there and you're earning the local currency, it is amazing how much money you can make and the experiences that you have. Because that's what defines this whole program, is the experiences and the people you meet on these overseas programs.
So what are some of the programs that Awesome Travel offers?
We've got 5 different ones. We offer a program to Germany for 6 months, Mauritius for 6 months. We do Dubai for 6 months or 2 years, depending on the applicant. And we do New Zealand for 12 months. And then the US, anything from 2 to 12 months.
And what are the jobs that you would do in these different places?
For the most part, most of our guys work in hospitality and a little bit in agriculture. The reason really being in hospitality.
I bet you it's New Zealand where it's agriculture.
It is actually. Yeah. Yes.
There it is. Would you like a high five, Harry? I can high five you.
Thank you.
There we go.
With 10 million sheep and only 3 million people, they have to do a bit of agriculture in New Zealand.
Somebody got
to
get that wool.
Share me.
Okay, so it's in hospitality, it's in agriculture. And what are the questions that you typically have to ask as Awesome Travel before you just put the person on the plane?
Basically, that person has a sense of adventure about them and they're willing to kind of get out of their comfort zone and try something different. So that's really what it's about, because you're fully immersing yourself in a foreign culture and you're going to find some weird and wonderful things, unfortunately, with how different cultures work. Mm. But if you've got that sense of mentality of that adventure spirit, you're going to be able to have a great time overseas. You really will.
Tell me about your experiences working overseas.
I've done 4 different programs, and I've gone to the US twice, once on the East Coast, once on the West Coast, where I went to Aditash and then Beaver Creek. And then I've done a summer camp program as well, where I worked as a wakeboard and water ski instructor. And then I've lived in Canada for a year. And my traveling experiences, I absolutely loved them. You know, it's defined me into, kind of made me into who I am today, where it's just so easy to be able to talk to people because you've had that experience of meeting people from all over the world. And traveling is just, it was such a fun experience. And I wish I could actually continue doing it as much as I can. But eventually you've got to get a real job and you got to limit it to your 2 or 3 weeks leave a year. But that's why as students, when you can go for longer, go for it. It really is.
So is that one of the requirements, Brendan, that one has to be a student to be placed on these programs?
For the most part, yes. It's got various requirements. So Dubai, for instance, you don't have to be a student. New Zealand, you don't have to be a student as well. But as a student, you just definitely have more opportunities available to you in terms of where you can go in the world. And so that's why we target at students, because you've got the most options available to you whilst you're still a student.
Now, Lee, you know this about me. One of my philosophies is, how do you live your best Instagram life? And this is sounding like a really good way to live your best Instagram life, because you've got photos of you overseas. And then the photos you're taking, are you doing cool stuff overseas, but it's also working for you financially?
Oh, completely.
What am I doing here?
You're in the wrong place, yeah.
I think you need to go back to university. We need to make you a student again.
What are the office hours at STA Travel, the Rosebank branch here? Like, are you guys closed yet?
We can totally hook you up. You can mail us and we can put you in touch with Awesome Travel, with Brendan and Awesome Travel, and help you send you abroad.
But I really do like what you were saying, Brendan, about kind of, you know, doing this while you're young and while you have the opportunity to. Don't let the opportunity pass you by. Before you have a bond, before you have a mortgage, you never know, you could have that bond or mortgage in another country, because you never know where it could sort of lead.
Exactly.
And how cool is this as well? Brendan did all of these programs before you got your real adult job.
Exactly.
And now your real adult job is
promoting other people to travel these experiences.
How cool is that?
What's one of the coolest things that somebody said to you after having come back from an experience with Awesome Travel?
I'd probably say that the people are jealous of the experiences that they've had, and they go like, how do I go about doing this as well? You know, for me, I think snow is the best thing since sliced bread. I absolutely love the snow. And when I saw snow for the first time, I said, I'm convinced it's going to be like the movies. I'm going to take my shoes and socks off. I'm going to go running in the snow like a crazy person. And I did. I was on a bus from New York up to Boston. I saw a tiny little patch of snow and I go like, there's my chance. I took my shoes and socks off. Everyone on the bus thought I was a little cuckoo. What the heck is this guy doing? But that's what I said I wanted to do. And to be able to have the chance to snowboard and ski and go dog sledding, it is such an experience that...
You see, best Instagram life.
There we are. There we are.
Well, listen, Brendan, thanks so much for stopping by to talk about Awesome Travel. And hooking up with Awesome Travel is as easy as walking into an STA travel store, right?
Yebo. Yeah. We have 11 stores around the country. You know how it is.
There's phone numbers, there's a million and one things.
I will give all those details to you a bit later, but you know how it is. We can send you abroad.
Just quickly before we let you go, do you want to take a stab at what our bucket list experience is that we're going to give away just before the end of the show?
I would guess it is, I'm going to take a wild guess, go to Heilong Bay in Vietnam.
Mm. Interesting.
That's
interesting.
A good test.
We'll like, see you if you're
know.
Right.
You never know.
We never know.
You never know. But it's going to be super dope. I was literally depressed the whole week. I couldn't enter.
All right. Well, thank you very much. That's Brendan Shelton there from Awesome Travel for hanging out. And Lee, I believe we're going to get a guy by the name of Michael on Skype real soon. Talk to me about this guy.
Yeah, well, we're talking to Michael. He's the managing director of a program that we work with as well called Teach Explore Asia, or Explore Asia as we know it as. And basically what they do is that they recruit and they train and they help certify and place more than 500 applicants per year as teachers of English in Asia.
Yeah, and this is where it gets not a little bit more tricky, but a little more intricate in terms of the requirements in order to be able to go and work abroad, because you have to have like an English degree, or there's a couple of requirements for this.
So there's certain Asian countries that require for you to have a degree, and there are others that may not necessarily require for you to have a degree. So it just kind of depends on where you're applying to, what it is that you are applying for, and then how long it is that you're going to go for as well. There is something called TEFL, Teaching English as a Foreign Language, and that's a course that Explore Asia can help equip you with as well.
Ironically, a lot of my friends that have done, sort of work experiences in Asia and that kind of thing have done it after, like, they've worked at a job for like a year or two, and then they've quit, and they don't know what they want to do with their lives, and then they go find themselves in Asia teaching English.
And then, like, after a year, they're like, no, I'm renewing it for another year. I'm staying.
Yeah, exactly. And then they never come back.
Exactly. I have two friends in Japan that have been there now on their third year.
That just love it.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Michael, you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Yo, whoa. Hi. What's up?
Hey, Michael.
How are you guys doing?
Really, really, really good. How are you?
Good, good.
You're chatting to us from Thailand, right? So time is there.
Yes.
You quarter to 12? Quarter to 1?
Quarter to 11.
Quarter to 11. Fair. My maths is...
Jeez. Okay, yeah. Well, it's dark in Johannesburg, South Africa. I can tell you that much. Whereabouts in Thailand are you Skyping in from?
I'm in Chiang Mai right now.
Chiang Mai. Oh, up north there. I like Chiang Mai. That's dope.
Arye is in love with Thailand.
Literally my favorite place. Obviously, Chiang Mai is one of my favorite places, but just a little further up from Chiang Mai is a place called Pai. PAI, and that's one of my favorite places in the world. So that's like a stone's throw away for you, but for me, that's quite a few hours on a plane right now. So I'm already jealous of you, Michael. And now you're going to tell me about this fantastic company and teaching in Asia and all of this. So by the end of this, is going to be a problem, which is why Lee's going to step in and shoot you some questions here, bro.
Yeah, Ari's suffering from FOMO, bad FOMO. Michael, can you tell us a little bit about Explore Asia and what are some of the programs? I mean, obviously, we know that it's Asia, but what are some of the programs that you can help place us on?
Sure. So Explore Asia was started in 2012 by myself and my wife, who's Thai, and a couple of friends who had come over to Thailand, like most of our participants, as English teachers, worked in Thailand, really fell in love with the country, and wanted to kind of provide this kind of experience for people all around the world to follow in our footsteps. Mm. But one of the things that we all experienced, and when I first came to Thailand, it was 2001, so it's going on 15 years now. And one of the things that I didn't have an organization to kind of bring me in and show me the ropes and tell me about the do's and don'ts and stuff like that. So I made a lot of mistakes, cultural mistakes, when I first arrived, and it took me a while to understand the culture and understand how to navigate it successfully. And that's one of the things we really like to do, is prepare people for what it's going to be like in Thailand and give them all the kind of knowledge and strategies they can use to be successful. Because it's not just about getting a job. It's about really experiencing the culture and kind of adapting and being comfortable. And one of the things that we try to do is prepare people from the cultural side, as well as teach them how to teach English as a second language. But the culture is important for us, and that's kind of part of what our mission is.
And I think it's fantastic what you're saying, because a lot of people are sort of turned off by working abroad because they think it's going to just be too much for them. They're used to what they know. They don't necessarily want to immerse themselves in something new. But you're really there to hold their hand through the process and make it as enjoyable and as easy as possible.
Exactly. And, you know, there are going to be challenges. I mean, when you live in Thailand, it's a lot different from being a tourist here. And I think some people kind of think, well, I've gone to a country in Asia like Thailand as a tourist. Therefore, I know exactly what it's going to feel like to live there. Completely different, but in a good way. And I think that there are always going to be challenges when you live in a developing country with a culture that's radically different than most Western cultures. But that's part of the amazing journey that living and working abroad is, you know, and it changes your life. And part of that, and a big part of those changes that you kind of undergo are the challenges that you face, you know, and adjusting and kind of lowering your expectations, going with the flow, like my pen rye and sabai, all those Thai words that you know, illustrate kind of how Thai people live, which is kind of just going with the flow. And I think one of the things that we kind of teach our participants to do is learn and put themselves in that mindset. But the challenges are something to be embraced, not to be scared of, because they're what changes your life. And you come out the other side and your family doesn't even recognize you because you've gained so much wisdom and you've got so much more confidence, even though you've only been there away for a short time. So that's something that we've learned through the process needs to be kind of held up and talked about in a positive way, instead of being like, okay, everything's going to run completely smoothly. You're not going to have any issues or challenges. That would be not being honest about it. And embrace those challenges is our motto and our kind of training for our participants.
I think that's the great thing about travel, is that it does change you. It does make you wiser. It does change you for the better.
Definitely.
So I'm sitting at home, Michael, and I'm listening and I'm like, I want to go on that trip. Like, I want that challenge. I want to start that adventure. What do I need to do? What are some of the requirements?
So what we have in Thailand is we bring participants over to do a TESOL course, which is a 4-week course that we run in both Hoi Hin, which is a beach town south of Bangkok, and also up in Chiang Mai. We have two different schools. And then once that course is done, we place teachers and send them off to teach all over the country. We also have summer camp or monthly kind of camp counselor programs where participants come over to Thailand for a month and they travel around and do English camps all over the country, which is an awesome experience. We also have homestays where you go and live with a Thai family and really experience and become immersed in the local Thai culture. Wow. So in terms of eligibility and requirements, they vary from program to program. If you wanted to come over here and teach and work for a period of time, the best kind of candidate is somebody who has a degree, a 3 or 4 year degree, or even just a diploma is usually fine. And who is obviously an adult, who kind of has this positive kind of outlook and thought in mind that they want to go and do something special. Yeah. Because, you know, like if you're coming to Thailand, this is a developing country, learning English is not as a hobby, you know, it's a way to a better life for a lot of these people. It's a way out of poverty. It's a way to become firmly middle class in a country where the middle class is really small. So you come over here and you have this English language capability and you take it for granted every day because you just speak English. That's your native language. Or you might not be your native language, but you're fluent in it. Yeah. And I think the one thing that we try to get across to participants is like, that's a really important skill in Thailand. I mean, if a little of that English language that you bring over with you rubs off on Thai people, it's going to help them make a better life for themselves. And I think that's having that kind of desire to go and make a difference should be a part of every candidate's profile. You know, if you're just coming over to find a job, like probably not the best experience or the best kind of fit for you. But if you want to work and you also want to give back to the community and make a difference, then this is definitely the type of candidate which we would love to recruit.
Well, Michael, thank you so much for joining us on the line. I know that if one wants to engage with Teach Explore Asia, which you, of course, are the managing director of, they can head into an STA travel store and find out more. Michael, thanks so much for joining us on the line.
No problem. Take care, guys.
That's Michael Volpe there from Teach Explore Asia. They support more than 500 teachers of English as a second language per year across East and Southeast Asia, including more than 400 teachers per year in Thailand. Wow. So that's Asia covered, Lee.
Asia covered.
All right. What's the next continent?
We're going going back to the West, to the wild, wild West. So sneakily joining us in studio, we have Keegan Palm, and she is the regional manager for African Ambassadors, so for Gauteng. And African Ambassadors is one of the interviewing agencies for Au Pair in America.
Wow.
We've heard about these, you know, at high school. You know, when people come and it's recruitment fairs,
yeah.
And then there's always those ladies in pink.
That's where I know Keegan
that's
from.
Me. Exactly. The ladies
I've seen you before.
Those ladies in pink with the balloons.
Yeah, and then
they hand out sweets.
But they just take the girls to go speak to them. They don't want to speak to the guys.
Yeah, that's also true.
Yeah, see, yeah. Keegan never loved us.
It's nothing personal, I promise.
Hey, Keegan, welcome.
Thanks. Hi.
Cool. So, Au Pair in America, right?
Yeah.
What's that all about?
Well, it's a really exciting program where girls that are between 18 and 26 get to spend a year in the U.S. working with an American host family. And they also get the opportunity to study and travel while they're there.
Okay. So you can be straight out of high school and do it. Do I need...
Yeah. There are requirements. You know, anyone who is interested will need to have a full driver's license. The girls who are still in matric and would like to leave towards the end of the year can still go through with applications. And as soon as they have driver's licenses, we will put their applications out there.
So basically, you are going to America to go look after other people's children.
Yep.
Why is that fun?
I think it's definitely fun for people who enjoy working with children. Mm-hmm. And it's also a very light way of working with children. It's not formal. You get to work with kids during the day. You get paid to play games all day. And you also have a lot of time to travel around the US and learn more about the culture.
And also, I mean, if you get placed with a cool family, I mean...
Right, those families are yeah. that like go on holiday.
I'll to yeah, the Hamptons. I'll walk the kid.
I had a family like that. We went skiing in Utah with my family. We went up to Wisconsin a bunch of times. We had a holiday house up in Michigan.
See how she's saying we.
They're still my family.
But this sounds really, really cool. And you guys are pretty specific with the families as well. So you're not going to arrive and it's some random family. They also go through a bit of a process.
Yes. Our girls are screened, as are our host families. Mm. So families who are in the program meet certain requirements as well.
What's the nicest thing someone who's come off this program has said to you?
That they have actually learned who they are as a person.
That's good.
She's touching me deep right now. But again, like, how do I do this? Because I'm a dude, so I'm like, completely ruled out of this.
Yes, you are. But anyone who is interested in applying can jump onto our website, and all the requirements and contact details for our branches across South Africa are listed there.
Is it a lot easier than what people think it is?
Yes, I think if you meet the basic requirements and you truly have a love for working with children and traveling, and you want to get out there and learn more about the world and about who you are, it's actually quite an easy process.
Fantastic.
So I'm 17, turning 18, and I'm keen to do this program, but mom is like, you're my girl, I don't know if I can let you go for like a year. Like, is it safe,
yes,
Keegan?
It's definitely a safe program. Au Pair in America was the first legal program designed by the U.S. Department of State. We will be turning 30 next year. And for any parents who are having doubts or second thoughts, please, girls, bring your parents to my office. We will teach them the ins, the outs, the ups, the downs, and everything in between.
Listen, I think this sounds fantastic. Lee, you did this in Italy.
Yeah, I did this in Italy. So I did not au pair in America, obviously not. But I did it in Italy. And it was really a phenomenal experience. So yes, you are looking after other people's kids. But I think the experience that you have outside of that is greater. So like you say, you learn to know yourself better. I was privileged enough that I was able to pick up another language. So that was really, really cool. You know, you only work a certain amount of hours per week.
Yes.
And so you get to travel for the rest of the time. It's
phenomenal. And I think that's the favorites for most girls, is that, you know, they get to travel so much and, you know, they come back and they say, well, I thought that I would just live in Washington with my family or wherever they were placed. And they come back and they go, well, I went to 12 or 13 different states.
So cool. So cool.
So cool. Sorry,
Ari. Yeah, out of there. It's okay. I've got awesome travel and Teach Explore Asia, which accept dudes, so I think I'll be okay. Keegan, thanks so much for hanging out.
You're welcome.
And now, are you ready to give stuff away, Lee?
Can't I take it for myself?
No, you can't, because I can't take it for myself. Like, why are we doing this in the first place? Should we really do this?
Oh, you know what?
See, we've exposed ourselves now.
Oh, we have exposed ourselves. Ari and I really want this prize. Like, we really, really, really want it bad.
We really, really do. Okay, so Lee, just explain to me the competition that STA Travel have been running over the past couple of days.
Alrighty. So over the last couple of months, if we can take it back.
Yeah.
Ari, you've been asking celebs and guests on your show the big question.
Yes.
And basically that big question was, what would you love to tick off your bucket list?
That's right. And I mean, I asked some of the most famous people in the world.
Totally.
Yeah.
And so what we did is that we took those podcasts and we popped them on Twitter and we're like, hey, listen to these podcasts, answer the questions, hashtag STA bucket list, and we'll choose a winner of someone that answered correctly and hashtagged STA bucket list.
And we closed that off at 4. We didn't announce what that bucket list experience was.
No, we wanted to keep you in suspense.
So, like, it really could be anything. It could be, you know, shark cage diving in Cape Town.
It could be. It could also be trek Machu Picchu in Peru. It could also be, I don't know, an experience in Paris.
There's so many things it could be. So here's how it's going to roll out. We have got a group of finalists for mm-hmm. this. And by the way, this blew up my Twitter timeline over the past couple
of days. As mine as well. Hey, notifications for days.
4 days. Because people really want to win this prize, which I don't know what it is yet. So we've got a bunch of finalists on the line. The first finalist goes by the name of Sonia. Let me just get this on the line here. Do we know Sonia's Twitter handle? Because obviously this was all on Twitter.
This is all on Twitter. So let me see if I can find it.
At Sonia Strejo.
There it is.
Is that right? Sonia, is that right? Is that right? Yo, Sonia, are you there?
Sorry?
There it is.
There we go.
Hey, Sonia.
Hey, Sonia.
All right.
So, Sonia, you know you're one of our finalists.
Hi.
Okay. Where are you calling us from, Sonia? Where are we calling you from? So I think you got to turn off your cliffcentral.com live stream feed there, and then you'll hear us live. There's like a 2 second delay. But I'm glad you were listening.
Okay. Right. Can you hear me?
First test pass. There we go, Sonia.
I can't hear you. It's just screaming.
Can you hear me?
Okay. How's about while we try and figure out that, shall I tell you what it is?
Wait. Sonia, are you there? Yo, Sonia, you there? You're on the line. Producer Kat, what's going on here? These lines are not being good to us today.
Come on.
Producer Kat, is Sonia on the line? Yo, Sonia, you there? Sonia. What's up, Sonia? Sonia, you there? No. What's going on? She says she can't hear us. What must happen
now? What do we do?
Ask her if she's got Skype. Tell her if she's got cliffcentral.com on her computer, then she's probably got Skype. Does she have Skype? Give me a thumbs up if she does and she doesn't, Producer Kat. Okay, I tell you what we're going to do. Producer Kat, who gets to whisper things in my ears because she's cool like that. You wanna give me Sonia's number real quick in my ears there, Producer Kat? See if we can do this on the phone over here. Let's be innovative.
This is quite high grade.
I'm seeing
things happen.
I'm about to give something away that's damn cool. So I'm a get the people on the line.
I'm gonna get it.
Okay, let's do that. Let's see. I'm gonna punch in the number here. Okay, let's see if this is gonna be good to me here. We're gonna try and get Sonia on the line. I've plugged in my own phone into the desk.
You know what? That's dedication to the cause. Let me just say
I take giving away things very seriously.
No, it's really good.
Yo, Sonia, how's it going?
Good, and you?
Oh, hang on. I gotta put this close. There we go, Sonia. Can everybody hear Sonia in the studio? Thumbs up next door if you can hear Sonia. Sonia, say hi.
Hi.
Hey, Sonia.
Okay, super. All right, so Sonia, you are one of the finalists in our Start the Adventure Bucket List competition. How did you see this on Twitter?
I follow Star Travel on Twitter, so when I saw the tweets about answering the question about the bucket list destinations, I just went for it.
Okay, very, very cool. So you follow STA Travel on Twitter, and you saw the competition, and you thought you were going to pitch in. Okay, so you are one of the finalists, which means you're not necessarily going to win. How sad are you going to be if you don't win?
Pretty bummed.
It's going to be horrible,
hey?
I'm going to be depressed for you.
Oh.
Tell me about what you think that the bucket list experience is.
I think it's about actually exploring yourself in a sense of deciding what you want to do and just go for it.
So you don't even think they give you a prize? You think they just give you a mirror?
No.
Tell me, have you traveled anywhere before, Sonia?
Yes, I have been to a few countries in Europe.
Okay, cool. Where else in the world do you want to go?
My list is extensive. Each continent.
Okay. Okay, cool. Well, let me get the other finalist on the line. Let's see if I can do this. Okay. Oh, you know what? Actually, Lee, there isn't another finalist.
Oh, no, there's not a finalist because...
Mm-hmm. Sonia's the winner.
Sonia is the winner.
Oh, no way! Are you kidding me? No.
And then, as if that wasn't crazy enough, Sonia, you don't even know what you've won.
You don't even know what you've won, and yet you've won.
I'm excited.
Okay, so I'm going to ask everyone in the room next door. There's a bunch of people in the room next door here. They're going to give us a countdown, and then Lee's going to tell you what you've won. Okay, so hang on a second. Okay. Let me activate this window mark here real quick. Everybody in the room next door, give me a 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And Sonia, you have won yourself an 8-day G-Adventures trip to India on the Golden Triangle. So basically what that is, what we're going to do is that, that's it, we're going to fly you to India, we're going to take you to Delhi, you'll see the city, it's beautiful, I've just come back from India, it's gorgeous, we'll take a train down to Agra and you'll get to see the Taj Mahal.
Thank you so much.
Oh, it's only a pleasure, thank you so much for entering, Sonia, tweeted and then retweeted and then quote tweeted and then liked and favorited and then retweeted some more. I think you answered probably all of the questions that we popped onto our timeline over the last couple of days. So thank you for that.
Okay, cool.
And congratulations.
No problem. Now, Sonia, just before I let you go, I want you to tell the whole world, because everybody in the world is listening to cliffcentral.com right now, why it is imperative that you follow at STA Travel SA on Twitter, because it's worked out really well for you. Give a shout out to the world why they should be following STA Travel.
Oh my, well, it is the best travel site. They have great tips and you win seriously awesome mystery prizes.
There you go, Sonia. So the team at STA Travel SA are going to be in touch, and I might sneak into your suitcase.
We'll see if you can fit.
But listen, Sonia, you got to have the best time, and then we're going to catch up with you before and after the trip on the show. Is that cool with you?
I would totally enjoy that.
Fantastic. Well, listen, Sonia, congratulations on winning that. It just goes to show that when STA Travel SA posts something on Twitter, best you take that seriously.
Exactly.
There you go. Sonia, nice one. All right, so the team are going to be in touch with Sonia there. Oh, man, I feel good now.
Yeah, so it's good. Hey? Let's share the travel love.
I feel good.
You know, let's share the adventure.
Share the travel love.
Wouldn't mind going back to India, but let's share the adventure. But we can live vicariously through Sonia.
No.
When she does all those hashtags.
Screw that. I'm going on work abroad. I don't have to live vicariously through anyone. I'm going to hit a plane and go work abroad. I can't do the au pair thing, but I can certainly go and teach English in Thailand. That's
there you
doable.
Can. How's about I'll go au pair again, and then I'll do that, and then you go do the other part.
Peace out, drops mic. That's start the adventure. Keeping up with STA Travel, so easy.
There we go. STATravel.com on Twitter, obviously at STA Travel SA. And if you want all the adventure and all the work abroad goodies as well, that's on STATravel.com/gap-year.htm.
Very, very cool. Lee, we'll do this again a month from now, huh?
Indeedio.
Super. Hillman on cliffcentral.com. Weekdays from 3 to 6. This is Hillman on Cliff Central.